Going to the KODY phone lines now, we're pleased to have Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Jerry Woodruff joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Woodruff, as always, we appreciate the time, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Good morning to you, sir.
Now, Jerry, it was once again somewhat of a light agenda for you and your colleagues yesterday, but the agenda for another week in a row was a little deceiving. The meeting had a lot of ground to cover and some very serious topics discussed as well.
Yes, there were some very important items that we needed to get some discussion on and come up with some plans, and you're exactly right. Didn't look like an awful lot going on, but ended up being a fairly active meeting.
Fairly active meeting, and during the meeting, Commissioner Michaela Wooler had a very exciting update on the big topic from last week's Commissioner's meeting conversation on the O'Fallon's Bridge project.
Yeah, that's correct. As was discussed at last Monday's meeting, after our regular meeting was drawing to an end, we had several members of the public and Lincoln County Road Superintendent Jason Schultz discussing that project, and there were some things that needed to be corrected in that regard. And the engineers did come out last week, and they did look over the project, made a few adjustments to it. Michaela was on site, as well as our road department and folks from the Platte Valley Irrigation District. It looks like those changes are agreeable to all parties involved.
Yeah, it's very exciting that this was able to move as quickly as what it did as well, and have a resolution in a very timely manner also.
Yeah, it's a good example of working together, all parties discussing the issues, and coming to a resolution that is favorable to everyone, and that's good to see.
There was discussion on a planning-related item and a zoning-related item as well yesterday, Commissioner Woodruff, that was a bit of a carryover from last week.
Yeah, the Big Mill Administrative Subdivision by the Kestersons had a few typo errors on the legal description last week, and under advisement from Deputy County Attorney, thought it'd be best to have all those corrections made, and yesterday's procedure was pretty routine, and the subdivision was granted without any reservation.
And looking elsewhere on the agenda, Chairman Woodruff, it was a highlight of the season for you and your colleagues on the board with the presentation of severe weather awareness posters and contest winners.
Yeah, that's always a fun sort of a addition to our meeting agenda. Brandon Myers and Joanne did a great job, as usual, in looking over those severe weather awareness posters that the third graders had presented. And it was really great to see not only the parents and the kids there, but the excitement that those kids show, and it's really good to see them get involved and be rewarded for their efforts.
And we're talking about young individuals throughout all of our county as well, Chairman Woodruff. Of course, folks from North Platte.
Yeah, winners included folks not only from schools here in North Platte, but also from Wallace and Sutherland, and that's really great to see the involvement of the entire county.
Wallace had some very strong representation. They must have a stellar art department.
Well, yeah, and that, and to Brandon and Joanne's credit, the prizes, some of the prizes that they give out are art supplies. So hopefully they encourage the kids to become even more involved. And like I said, that's really great to see the kids show that kind of interest and the parental support that was very obvious yesterday morning.
Yeah, and it's always fun, too, to see how Mr. Myers and his department really embraces this. Of course, this is part of a statewide effort, and Brandon really takes this ball and runs with it.
Yeah, he's a big kid at heart. It's pretty obvious, as everyone could see yesterday morning.
Oh, he also had his quarterly report to the board. That's a bit of a housekeeping item for his office and for the board as well.
Yeah, Brandon, the Region 50 51 Emergency Management Director, reports to us quarterly. And this report had some pretty important meat to it in regards to the accident that occurred on Interstate 80 down by Matsalo nearly 2 weeks ago now, that required closing of the interstate. That was a pretty big deal, and there's some future discussions that need to take place in regards to getting sat down with the Nebraska Department of Transportation and Nebraska State Patrol and others in regards to a good way of communicating those needs and the cleanup, so we don't have the road closed for as long a period of time as we did a couple weeks ago.
And of course, the big problem with that accident and that incident as well was the hazardous materials. Had hazardous materials not been involved, we'd be talking about maybe closing just a lane of the interstate for maybe just a matter of minutes.
That would have certainly been the best case scenario. But as you said, the hazardous material that was in those 55-gallon drums that the drums spilled out into the median of the interstate. Luckily, not all of them were damaged or leaking, just a few of them were, but it still required some pretty sophisticated cleanup from hazardous material teams, and that was where the hang-up was, either lack of communication or miscommunication that led to that significant delay in getting the cleanup accomplished.
And, yeah, it was quite an interesting situation there, Chairman Woodruff. So moving forward, yesterday a couple of your colleagues stepped forward and said that they would love to assist in moving this project forward. So they'll be working with Mr. Myers in the near future.
Oh, yeah, that's that's going to be really that's really something that I'm really proud of with our board. There's no lack of desire to get involved and help out and try to alleviate, if not alleviate a problem, try to minimize the potential aspects of those. And that's really great about all members of this board. I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Elsewhere on the agenda for you and for your colleagues, Chairman Woodruff, at the end of the meeting, there was some more conversation on a little bit of Region 51 emergency management in terms of continuing the conversation on a potential storage facility for the department.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we had budgeted some money to erect a new building. I guess we're renting a facility now for storage and some of the equipment that Brandon and his crew utilizes. We haven't started that project yet, but there's quite a little bit of discussion going forward about getting some bids on maybe an insulated metal building. There'll be quite a little bit of research into what might be available to us.
Again, we're pleased to have Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Jerry Woodruff joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, as we do every Tuesday morning here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Chairman Woodruff, in conclusion, we had some conversation on HVAC as well for the county yesterday, and this also is a continuing conversation.
Yeah, it is. This is, I think it's about a seven-year saga. Geothermal system that was installed, I believe, around 2015, I believe, when that was installed. Really a great idea from the standpoint of being efficient and saving energy using a geothermal system. It just hasn't worked out quite as planned, and there were some issues with the design and the installation, thus the award that we had received in the last few months in regards to compensation from those two companies. So we have the funds to make some remedies, but we just don't know what those remedies are, what the potential list is. Commissioners Hughley and Weems stepped forward and are going to do some research into what some of our options might be, and we hope to get that rectified so that we can enjoy all of the benefits and savings and efficiencies of that geothermal HVAC system.
Chairman Woodruff, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, I can't think of anything in particular. I'd like to see you have the weather warm up just a little bit.
I'm working on it. It's a combination of trying to get the weather to warm up while getting us a little bit of moisture as well.
Yeah, we need that moisture really, really bad. The dust conditions are very unfavorable, and we hope that our good Lord above gives us a little moisture here in the very near future.
Amen. Well, Chairman Woodruff, as always, we appreciate the time from you and your colleagues on the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners. Look forward to talking to you again at this time next week, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Chairman.